time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. And it's a chilly morning, but a clear one. It'll be a sunny and cool day, mid-40s. The clouds come in tonight. The rain comes in after midnight in the middle 30s. Lovely. This is the weather Marshall hates. Periods of rain tomorrow, only in the low 40s. That moves out tomorrow night. Partly sunny, breezy, 45 to 50 on Sunday. Some are developing clouds, only 30 to 35 Monday. And that's where problems come in late Monday night and Tuesday with the next weather system that will probably bring snow and maybe some ice. And it looks like we will need the shovel.
All right. So that's late Monday into Tuesday.
Right. Basically Monday night late into Tuesday.
Well, that means the Region 1 students who have been on vacation will probably get an extra vacation day.
It's very possible. Yeah, it's very possible. Okay. And that's it. I mean, there's just marginally cold air across the country right now.
Yeah, but it's going to get much colder, though, in the next week or so, right?
Well, I mean, it'll get colder Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. And then after that system goes by, another wave of cold air will come in. So there are signs now of short periods of cold air. But this should all continue to build, in my opinion. And again, mid to late January, we'll begin to see a change, and that should carry us through the balance of the winter.
All right. So now, did you get the clip, the movie clip I sent you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Never heard of it.
Doesn't it look good, though?
It does look good.
The Upside. I can't wait. It comes out January 11th. So,
yeah.
It looks like a funny, heartwarming movie. And we need funny and heartwarming now in this country. Pat.
Yeah.
You went to see your accountant on Monday, right?
No.
On Friday.
See my accountant on Wednesday.
All right. I spoke with our attorney last night, and do you ever have to call your partner and say you cost us $2,300? I made a mistake that's going to end up costing almost $2,300.
I do remember in the past, having to sit down and say we have some big problems here. But
this wasn't,
thank goodness now.
It wasn't a big problem, but it's never great to have to call your partner at 8 o'clock at night and say, okay, I got to come up with $2,300.
No.
Never a good thing.
It's not pleasant at all. No, especially at the new year. You're absolutely right.
It was just a stupid little clerical mistake. And that's why clerical things should never be left to me.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, too. It's great that, I don't know about you, how you do it, but our accountants really do watch the books very, very tightly. And if there is a problem, the red flag goes up and they immediately want it solved. And that's on a monthly basis. So I feel secure from that standpoint.
This wasn't a thing the accountant would correct. It was it's all fixed now and it'll be all fixed later on. But, oh, well, that's a great way to end the first week of the new year.
Yeah, really. And everything else is, relatively quiet. As you probably read on Facebook, all the ornaments, the beads, and the lights are off the tree.
And you just have the manger, right?
The manger is still up.
Yeah.
The village is completely taken down and put away. Each one has its own box and light cord. So that took a couple of hours yesterday. And now today, before the rain tonight, I will chop, or let's put it this way, shave those branches on the tree, and I'll put those like in a big garbage bag, and then when I get the tree thin enough, then I'll bring that out. Because right now, Marshall, as you saw in the pictures, it was a wide tree to begin with, and the fact that it's been up 3 weeks and the branches have actually come down even more so, this tree is huge. If I were to try to drag it out through the house, through the front door, I can't tell you how many pine needles I would have all over the house.
You'd have a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So the only way to do it is to you know, cut down those branches, put them in a bag, and then carry out the tree. And I'll get that done today so that I really don't have to worry about it in the rain tomorrow. And it'll be out there, and that's the end of that. And they'll, I guess the town will pick it up next week.
All right. Christmas tree pickup time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pat, thanks for the good news about tomorrow.
You're very welcome about that. And I'll see you with Silver Bells Monday morning.
And we'll have the guys watching it over the weekend for Monday, for Monday, right?
Monday night into Tuesday, right.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
And you do the same, Marshall.
Nothing strenuous now, Pat.
Don't worry about it.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.